Good morning, beloved ones. Turn to someone and tell them, I see your true light. I see your true light. It is radiant and beautiful. Yes, I see your true light. It is radiant. Matter of fact, it's blinding. It's so bright and beautiful. I see your true light. Well, beloved ones, we are still, it's January, so we're still in the early stages of a brand new year. Now, while that is important, I think it is more important that we really understand and realize and recognize that we are definitely in the early stages of a new way of being. That we're in the early, they call it the age of Aquarius. We are in a new age. It's the dawning of a new vibration on the planet. Can you feel that? Can't you feel that? It's the dawning of something wonderful. There's change in the midst of us. Living waters of truth. But there's something wonderful afoot, because we are in a evolutionary shift. And while it is good for us to prepare for a successful year ahead, and I know that that's important for us to make sure that we want to put forth all of our desires for success in our lives and to have a good year, while that's true and wonderful, it would be even wiser to prepare for the ability to handle the many changes that are taking place and to be even be able to handle the upheaval that we see, right? You want to be able to handle all of that as this new way of being with ourselves and being with each other and being with the planet, as all of that begins to emerge and is being birthed. See, something is being birthed at this time. Now, clearly, we need to be equipped and empowered to emerge as the beautiful and evolved souls that we are meant to be, right? Because it's time. Turn to somebody and tell them it's time. It's time. It is time. It's time to uncover our innate gifts and our abilities and our powers and our innate nature, our divine nature. It's time to uncover that. It is time to begin to demonstrate our healing abilities. And healing is just something, it means to make things whole, to bring about a sense of harmony and peace and wholeness and fullness and abundance, right? So it's time for us to be able to demonstrate our healing abilities that will actually transform and elevate this world. We talk about it, but it's time for us to begin to do it. Now, here's a little caveat. It is no longer just about, however, our individual expressions. While that is important, but it's not just about that any longer. It is about a collective journey of transforming the consciousness of this species. Do you get that? It's about transforming the consciousness of the species. Now, we truly are here for God. Ricky Byers sings a song that we're only here for God. Truly, we are here for God and we are here for each other. And in order for us to be able to do our part in bringing about this greater good on the planet, this greater good for the whole, we need to, however, be able to start with ourselves, even though it is for the collective. You get that? Because anytime we begin to work with consciousness, and I said that we are here to help transform and elevate the consciousness of the species, right? But anytime we talk about consciousness, we know that it must start and begin where? With self. So we're going to work on self so that we can do our work for the greater good, for the planet, right? Now, what will help us in developing our consciousness is knowing who we are and from whence we have come. Now, to understand our true makeup is really to understand our creative power and abilities. If we're going to understand how we are made, that means we will also need to understand our creative power and our creative abilities. It is to understand our connection, our divine connection to the source of all life, and to understand our areas of dominion within it, if we're going to do anything with our true makeup. It's understanding, right? Our abilities, our creative abilities, our divine abilities. It's understanding our connection to the source of life and the areas of which we have dominion within this life. So I want to start with Genesis. Let's start with Genesis. Because as we know, Genesis means what? Origin, beginning, right? So if we're going to start, we need to start at the beginning. If we're going to understand our makeup, let's go back to the beginning, to Genesis. And the beginning of life starts with who knows what? The beginning of life, other than, of course, everything starts with God. But the beginning of life starts with light. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 through about, I guess, maybe 5 or 9. And it says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form, an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving and hovering and brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And the Amplified Version says suitable and pleasant. And he approved it. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning in the first day. So, and we start with this whole concept of light. Outside of the heavens and the earth that God created, the first thing that he creates that gives life to the heavens and the earth is what? Light. Because everything was void and empty, right? Until the creation of light. It was void and empty. God said, okay, there has to be something on this earth that represents life. So he created light. Because there cannot be any life without light. There can be no growth without light. We already know that. Light carries physical, it carries and causes physical sustainability, right? Because if you don't have light, you don't have any trees. If you don't have any trees, you don't have any oxygen. If you don't have any trees, you don't have any seed-bearing plants that can provide food. You don't have anything to eat. There will be no life physically without light. So it's important. But also, we have to understand as metaphysicians that this whole creation of light is not only necessary for the physical sustainability of life in the outer, but it is also equally and vitally important for the sustaining of our inner being, of our inner growth. You must have light within to sustain your inner life. Right? As what? As within, so without. So there's a measure of light that must occur within the inner recesses of our being. So light then causes inner growth. It causes understanding. It is symbolic of awareness. If I'm talking now about our inner need for light and what it does, what it creates. Awareness, intelligence, right? Consciousness, understanding, illumination. All of these things are the result of light. And they are necessary for us to move forward, inwardly and outwardly. So it covers, this concept of light covers both our inner and outer experiences of life. Now, I want to read, we started with Genesis in the Old Testament, and I want to go to the New Testament, and I want to read from the book of John. And John verses, I guess I'll do 1-9 with John. It says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, or in parentheses it says Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. So we know that light was also what? That's the original creation. So now we're in the New Testament, and this concept of this Christ was originally also with God. And if it was original, it has something to do with light. Christ has something to do with light as well. And it says, all things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even made one thing that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in on the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, or poured it out, or absorbed it, or appropriated it, and it is unreceptive to it. So this whole thing, and then he goes on to talk about, of course, John, and John came as a man, witness to the light, but he was not the light himself, but he was bearing witness to the light. He says, there was the true light that came into the world, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illumines every person. And John says, I'm not the light. This says, John, talking of John was not the light. He came to bear witness to the light. To this light, it says, that was in every man, woman, and child. So to put it in unity or New Thought terms, we would say that this Christ Spirit, this divine logos, this word is in every man, woman, and child. This light is within you. So that says to me that we are light beings, that we are made out of light, and that this light indwells us, right? It indwells us, the Christ in me. This light indwells us. Now, this light that indwells us is the creative energy of God, because it says there's nothing that came into being that did not come from the light, whether it's the light in Genesis or the light in the New Testament through the light of God in us. Everything is this creative, it comes out of this creative energy of life. And this light that we are, this creative energy that we are, has a wonderful ability. It has the ability to dispel the darkness. See? And it says that the darkness cannot comprehend it. The darkness can't overpower it. It can't overcome it. This right here, see, this right here is where our power lies. Not only do we have, and we're going to be talking later on, I'm doing a series because I want to equip us to be light workers and bearers. So you need to come for the next few weeks because you're going to get your marching orders and your assignment, right? We're going to have some how-tos. But what this says is that this light that is in us, one of the main things that it can do is it dispels the darkness. Because in the beginning, everything was void and in dark. And the moment light came, boom, life came, right? And it dispelled the darkness. So that means that we have been created to dispel it. And Lord knows we need at this time in history more than ever before, right? We need to be about the business of dispelling some darkness. And the thing as metaphysicians is we're going to do it the spiritual way. We don't have to get out there. We can. I'm not saying we shouldn't march and shouldn't do all those things, but we're going to do it the inner way first, right? We're going to dispel that darkness. So it's time for you to begin to see yourself in a new light. You hear what I'm saying? See yourself in a new light. Because when we let this light that is in us, when we let it shine, that is shine in our consciousness, all of a sudden we begin to make higher choices. We begin to think in higher ways. You actually have higher revelations, that you might not have had before. We begin to strive all of a sudden for the greater good or the highest good of all concerned. Truth principles, divine ideas, spiritual laws of being begin to fill your mind and your consciousness when you are tuned in to the light that is within you, right? When we fill our minds and begin working towards the expression of good or the expression of God in the world, problems and challenges are overcome with greater ease and creativity. See, without the light, we don't know. We come from that human nature. We're not really sure how we should respond to the problem or to the challenge or to the situation. And most likely we respond from a lower vibration, which means I'm going to get angry, or I'll try to annihilate you, or bomb you, or kill you, or destroy you, or something. Because that's a low vibration. We're not sure of how to creatively and spiritually work with the darkness. And darkness fighting darkness just breeds what? More darkness. The only thing that can dispel the darkness is light. Light, light, light. And so when we are in touch, there begins to be a natural order of life that unfolds when there's life, when there's light. The natural order, because in the next days of creation, you had fruits and animals, and there was a natural creation of life in Genesis once light came on the scene, right? This is no small thing that I'm talking about. It's monumental, friends, and it is real. I want us to understand that it is real because it's a part of our God-given nature. And we have to begin to start seeing ourselves as light beings and as light workers because we are here to do the creative work of the Creator. We are here to do the creative work of God and to bring about evolution through our expanded consciousness. Sometimes people say, why are we here? Well, yeah, you could think that you're here to get a bigger house, a better job, a more loving relationship, all of those things, and they are the added things. They will come. There's nothing wrong with them. But they're the what? Added things. They are not the thing itself. So once we understand who we are and why we have come, what our purpose is, we're here to do the creative work of God and to bring about evolution, because it's going to happen. But we're here to bring it about through expanded consciousness, right? So if this is our divine purpose, people always ask, well, what's my purpose? I'm telling you your purpose right now. It's to bring about evolution of the planet and the species, right? So if that's our divine purpose, and when you bring about evolution, because we're evolving more and more into God, see, moving more and more into God, into the good. And if that's our divine purpose, then why not make a commitment to do it wholeheartedly, to do it consciously, to seek it, to express it? Why not engage in this activity, in this purpose, in every facet of our being, in every phase of our existence, in our every experience, in our life and in our affairs, everywhere? Why not bring this consciousness and this purpose into everything we do and everything that we are? Why not? Because when you make this commitment consciously to let your light shine. We talk about this, we say it on Sunday, let your light shine. We go, yeah, let your light shine. You're the light of the world, And then we go out here in the middle of darkness and we forget, right? So why not commit to letting our light shine? That is saying that we're going to make a commitment to, when we let our light shine, to seek a higher way. The moment you let your light shine, whatever the situation you're in, the spirit and the soul of you is going to seek a higher way. Okay, what's the highest way here? What is the best thing here? For not just me, but for what? The good of all concerned. What's the highest vibration that needs to be expressed? What's the highest spirit I can put forth? So when we make this commitment to let our light shine, this is what we are committing to. We are committing to letting this light come forth in everything that we do. And it could be even in the midst of when we're engaged in with challenging people, challenging situations. Who has challenging people in your life? Okay. Now, you know it's hard to bring some light to people who want to be in the darkness, right? Because they're throwing shade. They're throwing negativity. They're throwing all this stuff, anger, hurt, throwing everything at you. And it is challenging for you not to receive it or respond to it. And the only buffer you're going to have is to let your light shine. The only thing that's going to handle that, right, is light. The only thing, because if you don't have light, you're going to take it all in. And the darkness will what? Overtake you. So there's only one way to do it. It's to understand how to be a light being and a light worker. And to take this a spiritual equivalent, all the spiritual equivalents of what it is that you're seeking. If you have a physical challenge, you got to get behind to the spiritual equivalent of wholeness. In other words, what I'm saying is that wherever there is the appearance of darkness, either within you, because sometimes you're the one throwing the shade, right? Come on. But whenever there's the appearance of darkness, either in you or in others or in a particular situation, you must commit to tapping into and coming from the light of God within you. So if you want to begin to turn your life around, you have to begin to recognize the source of your life, right? Which is God, the good. And then quickly remember that this same spiritual source, this same creative energy, this same divine spirit that created all that is indwells you. It indwells you. And so hence, you have everything that is needed to overcome your situations and circumstances, to overcome any darkness, and to shine with the creative energy, the creative force of life. Now, here's the good news. We have to remember, you don't have to try to get any more light. You don't have to, where's the light? Where's the light? Where's the light? You don't have to try to get the light because it is already within you, right? It's in every man, woman, and child. You were created in it. You are a light being. So what you want to do is then try meditating or visualizing on the inner light expanding. Expanding to the degree that you are consumed and enfolded from head to toe in light. Now I want you to begin to do this as a spiritual practice. I know that we have our prayer time where we're going to God asking for things. Continue to do that. Well, that's the long way, and it's a good way. But I'm going to tell you a shortcut. Develop this spiritual practice of simply allowing yourself to be enfolded in the light, to be infused from head to toe with the light that is God. You don't have to ask for anything. You're not directing. That's another spiritual discipline, another spiritual practice. Right now, this practice that I'm encouraging is simply to breathe in and fill your consciousness and your awareness from head to toe with light. I am the light of God. God's light infuses me, infills me completely from head to toe. Every breath I take is the breath of God's light. Just kindly do that as a practice. And when you begin to do that, I guarantee you there's going to be a shift. There'll be a shift that happens naturally within you. So as we begin to do this, that's a practice. But as we know that the energy on the planet, so that's your first thing to do is to fill your work on your own consciousness, fill your own self with light. Now, we know that the energy on the planet is shifting and that we are in the midst of tremendous change and that it looks and appears quite dark at times. There's some dark stuff happening. And so what is needed more than ever before is people. People who can be light bearers and light workers. Those people who can be that and who choose and who commit to being a light bearer and a light worker to actually begin to infuse the world with light. People are asking, what can I do? This is what you can do. Once you feel yourself, begin to infuse the world with light. Now, in order to do that, you have to be able to truly handle the light that is present. You have to be able to handle the energy that is on this planet right now from a stabilized place, from a new and a higher consciousness, right? You have to be able to increase your own wattage. Your own wattage, because you can no longer afford to operate like a 15-watt bulb. Can't do it. Okay? Because the energy that is here, and I'm talking about the spiritual energy and the spiritual power that is now present on the planet, it requires a much higher wattage. Much higher wattage. Because the voltage, which is God's energy, the voltage that is coming through is very, very high. And you all know what happens. I tell you this example before. You know what happens when all of a sudden you put at least 150 volts of pure power and energy into a 15-watt bulb. What happens? Boom. Boom. Turn to somebody and tell them, boom. Boom. See, energetically, the disturbance that we are seeing on the globe is really souls who are unable to recognize, receive, and handle the magnitude of spiritual energy that is being released and available. That's what we're seeing, souls who are not able to handle it. And yet, it is still all part of the process. It's still all part of this transitional experience that we are in. I call it a spiritual view of Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest. Because those souls who are part of the species who are strong enough, fit enough to handle the evolution of the species, will survive. You understand? This is what's happening. It's unfortunate, but it's the nature of life. The weak fall by the wayside. Those who are strong continue on and continue the life energy and the life force onward and upward. This is how evolution happens. And so we're in this throes right now, and the question is, will you be among those who spiritually survive and thrive? Those who are willing and able to step up their game and step up their spiritual energy and capacity so that they can move onward and upward and forward, and that they, while doing so, that they can also help others do the same, helping the collective to move into this new age, into this new era. In this new state of being on the planet, see, connected and plugged into the source. See, we see all these outer connections being made. Everybody's plugged in. Everybody's plugged into something, right? Cell phone, whatever. We can't go 2 hours, got to plug in. That's just a metaphor for what needs to be taking place inside. We need to plug in to the source. And plug in on a regular basis, because just like your battery on your cell phone drains and dies when you don't plug it in after you've used it for a couple of hours, you need to plug in yourself to the source, because your energy will be drained by what's taking place out here. And we have an internal source, right, that is inexhaustible. Thank God the energy of God is never depleted. It never dies. But we must plug into it. We have to be connected to it as a source for our survival. And only the strong are going to survive. Okay? You can't be a light being if you can't handle the light. And that's fine, because those who can't will move and fade away. We're birthing a whole new way of being. So it's natural that only those who are strongest can move us forward and take us forward. So if you want to be among them, then you have to be about the business of increasing your wattage, increasing the amount of light, the amount of divine light that you're going to be able to let through or shine through you. And in order to do that, you have to be a clean and clear vessel for the light to come through, right? Because if you got a whole bunch of stuff going on in here, it's hard for the light to come through. So we have to first begin by spending time with the light of God within you and visualizing your being filled with light, right? Doing this as a spiritual practice. This light, the more light you're able to let in, it begins to now do a work. And here's where it gets a little bit more challenging and perhaps a little bit more tricky. Because once you begin to let this light in, or to acknowledge the light that's in, to begin to let it out, you have to be willing to shine this light in all the dark places within you. You have to be willing to look within to find those places that you've kept hidden, right? Even from yourself. Those things that you have ignored or you've denied or you're unconscious about, they must. The Bible talks about there comes a time when everything that's in the dark will come to the light. It's time for it all to come up. We've been keeping it at bay so we could have this wonderful outer presence. Oh, I'm a spiritual being. I'm a wonderful, beautiful, you know, I'm a good Christian. I'm a good metaphysician. I'm a true student. And meanwhile, all this stuff is going on inside. It has to come out. You can't be a light worker with all the dark spaces and the crevices. So we've got to begin to see, friends. And here's the good news. All you have to do is see it. This is why I love, this is where it becomes, because see, we're afraid to look at it because we think, oh my God, it just overwhelms us. But that's okay. All you have to do is see, because what you can't see can't be healed, right? So you got to be able to see it. And what you can't bring to the light will do the healing. But if you can't bring it to the light, then it just stays there. It just creates space. And what it does is it begins to block your light. It begins to block your creative ability to create, to be, to grow, to unfold, to evolve. You get stuck. And those who get stuck are not going to be among the fittest, right? So we have work to do. You've got to be able to keep, when you can't look at self, it keeps your wattage low. So all you have to do is begin to see these things. You don't have to try to manipulate it, heal it, transmute it, transform it, nothing. All you need to do is begin to see it with honesty and integrity, because seeing is awareness, and awareness is light. That light that is in you, that light that indwells you, is the Christ. And the Bible says it is Christ in me who does the work. So you don't have to do it. Just get to the Christ in you. And let the Christ light begin to do the work. The light in you that is God in you, the light of God in you, or the Christ light in you, will begin to heal and transform and dissipate all that is less than light. So the clearer you become as a vessel, the more light will shine through you. And the more light that is able to come forth through you increases your spiritual wattage to be able to take in more light. And then you have the ability to transform not only your world and your situations and circumstance, but the world around you. You begin now to move out from your own limited sense of self. You're able to help and bring harmony to the collective. You're able to be the peacemaker. You're able to speak the truth. You're able to bring this light into the world. So it's up to us to begin to do this inner work. It doesn't have to be painful. Nobody else can see it, although everybody does see it, but nobody else can see it but you. So look at it, right? Clean, keep seeing, keep being, keep light. And I'm going to invite you to join us next week as we begin to look at our built-in, built-in powers and our built-in abilities that need to be developed or expressed or expanded as we begin to take our place as light bearers and light workers. In the meantime, shine on. Namaste and blessings. Blessings. Namaste.